KMJ News Time, 7:49. If it's Monday and it's 7:49, that means we get to visit with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So if only Clovis had a new hotel and maybe even a rooftop restaurant to go with it, can you help us?
Yeah, if only. So the Business Journal broke this story earlier this month about a new five-story hotel with a rooftop restaurant that's coming to Clovis. Of course, this would be the first rooftop restaurant in Clovis and only the third rooftop bar and restaurant in the entire valley. Quail State in downtown Fresno has one, and the Elderwood at the Darling Hotel in Visalia is the third one. This is going to be a 113-room Hyatt Place hotel, and this is going to be located at Clovis and Herndon Avenues on the northwest corner. It's going to be just north of the freeway, 168. It's being developed by Bottom Line Development, and it's going to have, in addition to the 113 rooms, or part of the room, it's going to have five large suites. It's going to have a first-floor bar. Of course, the restaurant is going to have 24-hour food and beverage service, a gym, meeting space. According to the developers, they want this to be sort of a next level up for travelers and lodgers here in the valley. Late last month, they got a conditional use permit from the Clovis Planning Department, and they're expected to be able to submit their construction drawings in January. So if all goes according to plan, this could break ground in March. And they said it'll take about 15 months to build. So an opening could be coming in mid-2024. So, you know, still a couple years away. The restaurant's not named yet. In fact, they're looking for a local restaurateur who's interested in leasing the space. So it could be an opportunity for local chefs, you know, to get on the rooftop. You know, people are really interested in that sort of amenity. We'll be keeping an eye on the project, and, you know, we'll be sure to bring your listeners updates as they occur.
And you said the location is Clovis and Herndon. There's already a lot of stuff there. So any kind of travelers, whether it's family visiting or business travelers, I mean, they have a lot of amenities, if you want to call it that, in terms of restaurants and coffee places and so on.
Yeah, there's a lot in that corner, you know, but none of it is five stories up.
No,
They're selling toy.
That's a good point. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Well, NIL, name, image, likeness, this is something that a couple of years ago, I actually was one of the first people to have the pleasure of talking about it because I talked with the state senator in Berkeley about this this new movement for athletes. And, of course, it swept the country, and it's certainly no stranger to Fresno State. Now we have a new partnership here that's going to benefit everybody.
Yeah. So there's been a handful of Fresno State athletes who have done this. Kind of the high-profile one was the Cavender Twins on the women's basketball team. Their deals are believed to have generated upwards of $1 million from all the NIL deals. And, of course, you know, we lost them. They transferred to University of Miami earlier this year. Most of these deals aren't as lucrative, and we don't have figures, but we did talk to Fresno First Bank, and they've probably been kind of at the forefront locally of engaging Fresno State athletes in these NIL deals. They film commercials to promote their bank, including a recent one with wide receiver Jalen Cropper. You know, from what we could gather, these aren't big dollar deals. You know, they described it as kind of like a stipend, you know, to help offset some living expenses. So that's sort of like a one-time payment to come in and film a commercial. This is interesting. There's some groups that are forming as collectives, you know, either for-profit or non-profit, that people can contribute money towards that would actually be set up to help connect these athletes to the different NIL deals. One such one should be starting here in Fresno, and we should have some news on that soon. But it's being promoted as another way to support our student athletes. And the product is funny. You should check out some of these Fresno First Bank commercials with the student athletes because they're pretty entertaining. And as we said, it's just a way to kind of give them some support. You know, it's expensive for everyone. And, of course, they generate a lot of money for the community, a lot of money for the university. But, you know, a lot of times they struggle to make ends meet just like everyone else.
Well, I think it's great. There are people that still want to resist it, but this is where college athletics are at. And yes, collectives are the thing. The SEC and the Big Ten have really jumped in on this. I've seen deals that have gone everywhere, reportedly from $30,000, that combined living expenses, as you said, to a car, this and that, to $8 million. It just depends on the haves or the have-nots. But I think it's great for Fresno State athletes, and it'll certainly help recruiting going forward. He is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal, joins us every Monday at about 7:48, 7:49. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you.